الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. I remind myself and you, inshallah today in after Salatul Zuhr we will have the nikah of our brother Shakib in this masjid, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill his life and his marriage with khair. It's a threshold that he and his wife to be will cross. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open a destiny that is full of khair for them, inshallah. What I want to remind myself and you about is that these thresholds come to us every morning. Every morning when we open our eyes and we get up from sleep, that is a threshold. Doesn't only happen on momentous occasions like marriages and so on. That is also a threshold. But it comes for us every single morning. When we wake up and we open our eyes, it's a threshold. And we are given the opportunity. We are given the opportunity to choose to cross it and to pick the destiny we want. It is narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up for tahajjud, and Ibn Abbas was a small boy, he was maybe 10 years old or something, maybe the same age as Faisal here. And he was already awake, because he is narrating this. So he says that, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wake up, and he sat up and he lifted a finger up to the heavens and he recited the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, from Aman al-Rasul to the end. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that I ran to get water for wudu for him. And I brought the water and I poured the water, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made wudu, and then he placed his hand on the chest of Ibn Abbas and he made dua for him. And he said, O Allah, give him the ta'wil of the Qur'an. He said, give him an understanding of the Qur'an. So the first mufassir of the Qur'an of this ummah is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of them. So how did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam begin his day? How did he cross the threshold of his day? By reminding himself of the duty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on us all, and by making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. And that is an opportunity that we have every single day. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to return our soul to us and our eyes open, then we have this opportunity. How do we begin that day? And maybe you began yesterday not in a good way, it doesn't matter. That is gone, that is history. Today is another opportunity. Maybe today we still don't take advantage of that opportunity. Maybe when that opportunity comes, we are doing something else, or we are not doing anything, we are fast asleep, or Allah knows best. Doesn't matter. Tomorrow is another opportunity. And Allah gives us an opportunity every single day as long as our eyes open in the morning. And I want to remind myself and you to be conscious of this. Let's not make it into a default activity that you just woke up like some cattle or something, you know. A cow also wakes up. We need to do things consciously. We need to do things and understand that when I wake up in the morning, I am crossing a threshold. And depending on the choice I make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open that destiny for me. Our destiny is in our own hands. And I have explained this in detail in terms of what the Aqeedah for destiny is, Aqeedah about destiny is in the lecture on Aqeedah. So I'm not going into all that here, but I'm just saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity. Everybody has this opportunity. The opportunity to make tawbah, the opportunity to change our lives, the opportunity to pick the right choices. And believe me, you know and I know that none of this is rocket science. Everyone knows exactly what is right and what is not right. We all know what is right and what is not right. And still if we choose what is incorrect after knowing, then who are we going to turn to? Because we would already have angered Allah. So who is there who is going to save us from the anger of Allah? So either let us get this into our heads, let us not anger Allah, or let us find somebody who can save us from the anger of Allah. One of these two things we have to do. Either don't anger Allah, or go and find somebody who can save you from the anger of Allah. Every morning there is a threshold to cross. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to live this life like human beings, not like cattle, and to live this life consciously and make good choices. And if we make mistakes, we ask Allah to give us the opportunity to make tawbah, and we hasten to make tawbah as quickly as possible, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the tawbah and forgive us and to guide us on the path that leads to His pleasure. Because that is the only thing which matters. As I've said a million times before, public opinion is trash. Public opinion is garbage. Whether people like you or dislike you is garbage, makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. It's garbage. Never chase it. It has absolutely no meaning. Please Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them chase you. Please Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then put your love and honor for you in the hearts of people. And even strangers will come and run behind you. But if you displease Allah and you try to please the world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you so zaleel before the world that your head will always be at the feet of somebody or the other in the world. Don't do this to yourself. Make sure that you make the right choices. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.